My question is going to be very simple, but first I have to announce the day. It's the 11th of October 2018, and you are the best person to announce your name and not even your affiliation, but maybe your point of interest we are going to talk about.
My name is Shifa. I'm a local from the Golan Heights. I speak to you today as simply as just someone from this community who is going through a very unique period in its history, because we're speaking about the Syrian community who's living for 50 years now under Israeli occupation and just recently starting to really struggle with questions of identity, of belonging, of nationality and some other identity issues, what I call. When it comes to my own view of the situation, there is no doubt in my mind about my identity as an Arab Syrian from the Golan, but some people my age, even older and even younger, are struggling with other questions and with other identifications. My community is for sure able to overcome this, to think it through, to keep our Syrian identity, to protect it, and not to just give it up so easily, and to learn to live through the Israeli occupation or any other occupation, because occupation is a nasty business. It's morally, politically, and in every aspect is not right. And it's something, if not eradicated, at least it should be resisted on daily basis. In the simple things, the way you live your life, and if it's needed in bigger struggles and in bigger demonstration and manifestation of the resistance of the occupation.
There's something I was very impressed. You have a very clear view about even yourself. But still, I don't have the impression that you are a militant person. How can you be so clear and precise in your opinion without just trying to strike back at the next moment?
I don't know. It's something I grew up into, maybe something within the education I received from my family. I've been living alone as an independent young woman for a very long time, more than a decade. It has something to do with that also. And when you live in the Middle East, you are always required and questioned and asked to have an opinion and to have a say in everything that happens around you, because this is the way people view you. Like, they view you from the point, from your religion, from your geographical location where you come from your even your family affiliation. So it's kind of life here makes you more focused on knowing yourself and studying yourself and being precise about who you are. In my case, especially in the last 10 years, because my identity is so threatened, I'm so protective, my vision is so clear when it comes to this aspect of my life.
What made you decide to speak to us? Because I don't know how this kind of process is going to happen, that you are sitting here, not somebody else. And that's maybe not a mystery, but maybe something happened that made you decide to do that. Can you give us a hint?
I will give you not a hint. I will give you the honest, complete question. It started back in 2011 because everyone was crazy interested in the Golan as part of Syria, and when the revolution started they couldn't go there, so they came to ask the Syrians here. And it's kind of a hysterical thing, to be honest. I ask many times just to go to other people, listen to other opinions, and I do it not only to give the full picture, because I believe it's a strategic thing. When you hear what they have to say, probably this will make you more towards being convinced on what I say, or even more important, when you hear other opinions, mine becomes more clear because you have something to compare to. So the reason I speak, also because I speak good English, I believe, I wish really other people speak, people who are, for example, supportive of Assad, unlike me, supportive of the elections we're going to have here, unlike me, people who are satisfied with the traditional normal life here and not ambitious to have a different life outside here. People who are believers, people who are different than I am, just to hear the other side of the story.
You're not a spokesperson, but maybe you still have a message for us to be better understood. You have the time for using it.
Yeah, just don't become like the Middle East. Try your best not to draw into this endless chaos, abyss of chaos, fighting over things that are so due. It's like even fighting over land when you know that there is nothing left to fight over. Religion, when you know that no one's going to change his religion and no one's going to like you more and not less. Just try to continue to do good things to the humanity, like most of the other countries do, because unfortunately we're not really successful when it comes to this. Keep your interest in politics here. because there is something for you also to learn. If it's not something that you learned how to do, it's not how not to do. And just live your life. Just enjoy life.
My last question will be the most difficult, but maybe the most exciting one. Imagine all the other questions I could have asked, which I haven't asked.
Yeah.
Imagine one of those questions, which really seems to be important, and try to give us an answer to that question.
Well, I didn't hear questions about life of the community here, about the day-to-day life. It seemed like it was all about the religious aspect. And the answer is really simple, like they are all Druze. There's nothing to elaborate about. But the way we live our lives, how we go on with our daily business, and very surprisingly, nothing about our family members on the other side, even though I gave a hint during our session that we have, almost everyone have family members. I believe that's it, like the community itself. Maybe we didn't have time, I'm not sure, but I didn't hear questions about that. And that's really, it's a shame, because I also spoke and said I don't really represent the majority here, so I wish that you have asked more about what the majority are really like.
I'm really grateful that you take the courage and the time to answer these questions.
Thank you. Pleasure is mine.